Well, I cried all through this in the morning, 8 o'clock service. So I'm hoping that I will be able to get through it. I'm Lisa Stevens, and I'm here to talk a little bit about how my faith has influenced my motherhood. My faith has been a part of who I am for as long as I could remember. I grew up in a very small Polish Catholic neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio, in a large Polish Catholic family. All the rules of the church, attending church every Sunday, going to confessions, holy days of obligations, they were all ingrained in my head and in me on a daily basis from my mother and my grandmother. Somehow in the midst of all of the rules and masses to attend, I found God in my faith. It seemed he was ever present to me, especially through my family, my friends, my teachers, all that I loved. I found God in music, through my voice, in nature. I felt my faith was strong. At times it may have faltered, especially when things were hard. As an optimist, I seemed to always make lemonade out of lemons, especially during the hard times. And I'm not sure why my faith was so strong most of my life. I have had my share of difficult times, surrounded at times by fighting and sickness and addiction in my family of origin, deaths of my loved ones, my first partner, Polly, and my grandmother, who was my surrogate mother. But through it all, I still believed and prayed, not always knowing that I was loved by anyone else but God. I always knew my faith in God could be nurtured to grow, but not by the leaps and bounds it did when Jack was born. The gift of the pregnancy was a miracle to me, and faith got us through it. Because I was an older mom, an AMA, they say, advanced maternal age, every day I prayed for a healthy baby. Every single moment and every single milestone meant so much to me. From the moment I felt him move, I knew he was a gift. And I can't describe the consuming and powerful love that has filled me once he was born and even before. The love and desire to protect him was so powerful, I felt unworthy. And I cried for 2 days after his birth, although my mother-in-law says, I think it was more like 2 weeks, Lisa. I never could believe that I could care for him, love, and protect him. But somehow that worry's gone. All I know now is the joy his bright eyes, beautiful smile, sweet giggle bring to my life. On a tough day at work, and some days can get really tough in the kind of work that I do, all I need to do to lift my soul is to pick him up from daycare, watch him turbo crawl to me, practically jumping into my arms, squeezing me tight. My worries and stressors are gone. Holding him, hugging him, kissing him, snuggling with him, laughing, teaching him new words, reading to him, holding his hand while he walks, bathing him, showing him new things, laughing at his silly faces, singing him songs, are all the new ways I find God. Jack is a gift from God to our family. I experience God through Jack and can only imagine this love as a mother, powerful, unconditional, never faltering, must be how God loves me. So now that I am a mother, I found a poem that I think I'd like to share with all of you, a little piece of advice that I hope to instill in Jack. This is called Rudiments of Life by Jane Jodden Ferrer. If I could give you a list of ways to make your life more pleasant, I would say eat mangoes, stand tall, pick apples, read books, buy flowers, smell stew, give presents, get hugs, bake cookies, write letters, pet puppies, climb mountains, wear sweaters, hear music, use chopsticks, go skiing, hold babies, fly kites, watch clouds, sing passionately, breathe deeply, attend church, eschew politics, acquire patience, ignore idiots, pray daily, cry unashamedly, smile freely, laugh lustily, be truthful, share knowledge, ask questions, take naps, plan picnics, kiss gently, say thank you, save keepsakes, celebrate often, and love lots.